97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Kaiser Permanente has stopped surgeries for the youth that wanted to try to change their, transition-related surgeries. The terminology they use in these articles are always, they're tiptoeing around it, and they're using this terminology to make it sound like it's no big deal. But this is a really, really adult thing for a child to be doing to their bodies, and it's a weird thing that we as adults allow children to do this to their bodies. Joining us now is someone you may know as Billboard Chris. Chris Elston, thank you for joining us here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Ryan. We're having a good week.
This is good. So let's talk about this announcement. Kaiser Permanente stops surgeries for trans minors. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so it took a little while, but Trump had an amazing executive order when he first took office, which took away federal funding from any of these institutions that are giving kids puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries. And we've been seeing other hospitals like Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, Connecticut Children's Hospital just yesterday. Today, now Yale has come out and said they're not going to do this anymore because they're going to lose money. They're not doing it for the right reasons. They're doing it for money. And so they call this a pause. And quite frankly, it will be a pause until the next Democrat gets elected president. So hopefully that doesn't happen for a long time. So in the meantime, we're going to have to keep educating the population about this to get them more aware, because that's what led to all these wins in the first place. But what's curious about Pfizer is they're only stopping the surgeries. They're still going to be giving kids puberty blockers. Mm-hmm. They're still going to be doing the cross-sex hormones. So we'll see how that plays out. But it's not just because of Trump's executive order. There are all sorts of things at play right now, including the Federal Trade Commission looking into all of these clinics and hospitals for deceptive trade practices. Because sometimes, for insurance purposes or whatever, they won't even code it as gender dysphoria. They won't code it as gender transition. They'll code it as a child having an endocrine disorder. And so that's why they need these drugs. So they're trying to do anything they can. And we have to stay alert and keep on these guys, because ideologically, they still want to transition kids.
Yeah. And when you read the press releases, they're very saddened by the decision, right? They don't make it sound like they're doing this for any of the right reasons. But I also hate the language that they use for it when they say gender affirming care, and they say the word care, like, oh boy, if you're against this, then you don't care about the youth. But they really gloss over the realization that, hey, this is genital mutilation. We're talking about cosmetic surgeries on children, in some cases irreversible, and this is a very serious topic. But they make it sound like it's care, like you're going to the doctor for a checkup. It's ridiculous the way they try to market this.
Yeah, I never use those terms. I call it what it is. This is sex-denying harm. Mm-hmm. Cutting the body parts off of a child, or off of anyone for that matter, but we're talking about kids. Cutting body parts off of kids is not care. That's not medicine. Stopping the healthy development of a perfectly healthy child is not care. This is some cultish ideology that has gripped hold of the entire Western world. Giving them the opposite sex's hormones is not care. It's causing all sorts of side effects. We know it's causing cancers, heart disease, strokes. Puberty blockers cause bone demineralization. There was a 15-year-old girl in Sweden who developed basically osteoporosis. It was called osteopenia. It's the same sort of thing. She was in chronic pain because of bone loss. And, yeah, of course, the left uses euphemisms for everything. And as usual, they're saying that kids who don't get this care, they call it life-saving care. They say that kids are going to kill themselves if we don't transition them. And that's been debunked as well, including by the ACLU's own lawyer, who in December at the Supreme Court said that completed suicides, quote-unquote, were very rare.
Well, I don't think there is much of a debate, at least from my standpoint, that there is some sort of mental illness side to this, to think that what goes through your mind, there's a certain level of unhealthy thinking that gets you to this point. And I think your job as a parent is to love your child in a way to make sure you're doing what's best for them, not to give in to what's going through their mind to make them have bad decisions, because in their mindset, what they're doing is confirming the illness, and we shouldn't be doing that.
That's right. The actual affirming care is to tell your children that they are beautiful just as they are. No drugs or scalpels needed. That they can be quirky. They can be a bit different. They can defy stereotypes, and that there's no right or wrong way to be a boy or girl. Those are the actual progressive messages. And the world all understood this until about 10 minutes ago. But you're absolutely right about the mental illness component, and that is not to say all these kids are mentally ill. It's not to be used as a slight. It's just a fact. And if you look at the data from the Tavistock or the Gender Identity Development Service in England, where they've now shut down that clinic, we know that 70% of the kids, and this is out of thousands, 70% had five or more coexisting mental health comorbidities. Autism is extremely prevalent. According to their own data in England, 35% of the kids had moderate to severe autism. It's definitely much higher than that when you include the more mild cases. These kids have borderline personality disorder. In more than half the cases, one of their parents is missing or deceased or just out of the picture. Oftentimes, the mothers, according to one earlier study, 52% of the mothers of these boys struggling with gender dysphoria had themselves borderline personality disorder. Kids in state care are way overrepresented, like British Columbia, where I'm from, where one psychologist is transitioning 500 kids in foster care out of a total of 6,000. So it's just all these struggling kids. And yes, we need to help them, but you don't help children. You don't help problems of the mind by changing their bodies and stopping puberty. It's totally insane.
With you being in British Columbia, do you feel there's going to be some sort of government interference with your message? They don't like it there.
Well, my government certainly doesn't currently. But I say whatever I want, wherever I want. I've been doing this 5 years all across Canada. In the early going, I was arrested twice after getting assaulted, similar to just what happened in Brussels, Belgium, to me a few weeks ago. But no charges and something like 350 police interactions. I know what I'm doing, and we are allowed to have conversations. We do have freedom of expression guaranteed in our Constitution. It does come with a few more caveats than your First Amendment, which is superior. But no one's employing me, so no one can fire me, and I'm just going to keep giving my message. Good luck trying to prosecute me.
All right. Well, your message is out there, billboardchris.com. Is that where you want people to go to learn more?
Yeah, that'd be great. And actually, I just started a nonprofit. I haven't officially launched it yet, but they can go to wespeaktruth.com, and we'll be adding some more resources to that in the next couple of days. But for Americans especially, that's probably the place to go, wespeaktruth.com.
I can guess who assaulted you at some of these different events. I probably don't have to stretch my imagination that far. But you're still going, and you got the sandwich board, you got the message, and I'm sure it starts some good conversations. Hopefully the people are receptive to hear it, at least some of them.
Oh, yeah. I get support from more than 90% of the population. I don't worry about the haters. My message is the one of positivity. Like I said, children are beautiful just as they are. No drugs or scalpels needed. And everyone instinctively understands that. People don't believe the harm that is being done to these kids. The Democrats, the leftists, they tell you for the longest time, they're not doing surgeries on kids. Well, then why are all these hospitals suddenly coming out with statements saying that they're going to stop doing surgeries on kids?
Yeah.
They just lie.
It's such a lie.
And because it's so unbelievable, people don't believe it. And I understand that. But we've got so much evidence now. I'm making friends all over the world. So we're winning. And we're just going to keep winning.
Yep. Billboardchris.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And I find that during this past election, this topic would come up, and you know Donald Trump was one that actually took a pretty strong stance on this. We shouldn't be doing this to kids. We shouldn't be mutilating them this way, especially minors. And they would ask, okay, well, Kamala Harris, what's your standpoint on this? Well, this is only something the right imagines happens. This is in their imagination. You know, they would say these sort of deflection answers. And ultimately, they were on the side of these people that were mutilating these children, calling it gender-affirming care. So I do applaud people like Billboard Chris. I think he's doing good work, and I'm glad we had a moment to talk to him here. All right, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. We'll do the audio cut of the day coming up as we get ready to wrap up the show. If you want to find me online, at Ryan Recker on Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. You're listening to 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.